Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Welcome again to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. We're going to have another of our wonderful shows tonight. It's not quite gone to plan tonight. I had a fantastic special guest from all the way here in Australia meant to be on the show tonight. He won the one, which is a show here in Australia. He was voted Australia's most accurate psychic. That was Greg Riley. He unfortunately had some rather upsetting news about a close friend of his that passed yesterday. So unfortunately, Greg's not been able to make this week's show. He's definitely going to be on next week's show. He's assured me of that. So my apologies to anyone who's come on here expecting to hear Greg. I do have, however, another incredible guest who I was going to be having on tonight's show anyway, but a little bit later on because Greg would have had to have finished earlier anyway. My special guest tonight will be The awesome Rhiannon Faulkner, who I know I've got waiting on the line, and I'll bring her in very, very shortly. She's a very, very inspirational lady. She's very, 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 very much clued into, and I've said very, very, and I know wife's going to be laughing at me because apparently I say that a lot. But she is one incredible lady who has brought the Faulkner Tarot to the world. I believe they are the first photographic tarot cards. They are awesome cards. I've had a good look at them on the internet. And also, and more importantly, the Faulkner tarot line, what we call the first ethical phone line. I will get in Rhiannon to talk about these wonderful projects that she's got. Plus, we will be doing something a little bit different tonight in the fact that Rhiannon suggested to me to use mini readings via email. Anybody who wishes a mini email reading, or a mini reading, please email me at matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com, and Rhiannon will basically answer your questions for you. I know I'm looking at my inbox now, and I know I'm counting. I'm in double figures already, so it's getting a little bit full. We do have callers online. There will be live readings, which me and Rhiannon, if Rhiannon's got any breath left in her, we'll be doing some live readings with me via the usual channels. But we're still going to have our usual music tonight. We're going to have our usual chats. My usual dulcet tones are going to be coming through, but it's going to be a little bit of a different show. Somewhere in the middle, I've got a little bit of a surprise because I know there's somebody else waiting on the line to say a quick hello. I'm not going to say who that is at the moment. I'm going to get my spiel over with only because it's going to be a really, really, really busy show tonight. Anybody who wants to find out about me, Matthew James, I suggest you go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I've got information on my Skype readings, my phone readings. My Skype readings are basically for Australia, UK, New Zealand, the USA, South Africa. I will do Skype readings for anyone in the world. Phone readings are generally Australia, New Zealand, but I can do a special surcharge and I can actually phone you directly in the UK. It costs a little bit more, but I can do that. I've got a page on Conversations with Spirit, which will give you all the information on this wonderful radio show that I do through Mike Spirit. Mike might not be listening tonight, Mike Davis, but I just want to do a quick shout for Mike. He's been in Norway, on tour, and I believe he's probably been doing a live show tonight. But I want to just say hello to our wonderful host, Mike Davis, if you are listening. I've also got myself a public figure page on Facebook. Facebook address is MJ Medium. I'm putting a lot of questions out there. I get a lot of people to email us or to PM us with a question. We put it up on there like a forum. I'll answer it, or somebody else in our community will actually answer it. Come over, like the page, and join in the fun. So what I'm actually going to do, because I know I'm going to be up against time tonight, I actually want to bring the wonderful Rhiannon Faulkner onto the show. Hello, Rhiannon.
Hello, hi.
I believe you're in your kitchen, aren't you? Cause,
I am. I'm in my kitchen and I'm raring to go. Really excited to be here on your show.
Awesome. It's fantastic. Sorry it was a little bit last minute, but I mean, due to unforeseen circumstances, you were coming on the show anyway.
Now, I should be able to say I knew that.
Yeah, we should, shouldn't we? We should,
yeah.
Shouldn't we? Do you want to, first of all, just give yourself a bit of a plug and explain why you're in the kitchen, Rhiannon, and why you're sitting in the kitchen and not in a comfy office?
Because I know my place. No, I'm joking. Because I have set up a company called Faulkner Psychics. and we operate a 24-hour-a-day psychic phone line business, which obviously you are one of the fantastic psychics on available on it as well. But I have got readers worldwide that we can connect you to, and I'm proud to say it is an ethical psychic phone line business. I've been wanting to set this up for literally months and months and months, and I've been lots of people have tried to stop me because I think I've shamed some of the big boys in the company. I'm literally incensed at the rip-off charges. You know, over here in the UK, it's £1.53 a minute to phone a psychic phone line. You get hidden charges, you get phone bills. I've personally been hit by this. And it's like a £70 phone bill that you're not aware you're running up on top of the cost of the reading. And it's just totally incensed me. And so I thought, you know, I am going to do this the right way. And I'm so chuffed to pieces. Well, everything I do is for spirit. I can't take any credit. So they tell me what to do, and they put me out there in the front and make sure it happens.
I know that one. I know that one, Rhiannon. I know that really well. It's called twist your arm and keep twisting it until you move.
I mean, they just speak to me so bluntly. They give me orders, you know, and it's no like, hi, Rhiannon, I know you've got a lot on your plate, but would you mind? It's never like that. It's do this, do that. And I just do as I'm told. But it's an ethical psychic phone line business because it's a free phone number. And I'm delighted that we've got free phone numbers for people to call from the UK and for people to call from America and Canada. I think they call them toll-free numbers. And also a toll-free number for people in Australia. So 24 hours a day, you can call up on a free phone number and pay a normal price, a one-off price, for a full in-depth reading. Now, there's another point that maybe a lot of people don't realise, is that with these psychic phone lines, you know, the big wigs, the big companies, they don't...
I worked for one. I was on one for a while. I know
there
that.
You go. Well, they don't pay more than pennies per minute to their readers. And I think that's wrong as well, because it's the readers who are earning the money and doing the hard work. And, you know, they're people like you and I. They've got families. Maybe they want to be at home with their children, which would be absolutely fabulous. And they want to work from home to fit in with school hours, etc. And so that's the only way they can actually do what you know, what they've chosen to do for a living is work for spirit, and they're getting paid pennies a minute. And so I'm changing that, and I'm paying them a decent wage. They actually get more than obviously the company gets. But even better than that, we're donating money from every single call coming in, not from profit, from every single call that's coming in.
Yeah, I just want to cut. Yeah, can I just cut in there, Rhiannon? Sorry, just. Yeah. Having done some readings already for Faulkner psychics, what's awesome is I've been paid twice in 1 week. Instead of waiting for, it's normally a month or even 2 months that you have to wait to be paid. I've been paid twice in 1 week.
That's right. And you know what? I'm absolutely intent on making the whole system ethical. And you've done the work. You deserve to be paid. And you deserve to be paid as soon as the company's got the money.
Why are you in the kitchen, Rhiannon? Why are you sitting in the kitchen?
I'm sitting in the kitchen because my two eldest children help answer the phone. There's no automated service that answers our phone lines. It is one of my family members. So you'll get a friendly voice, a real person, and you can see their lovely pictures on the website. And we actually personally take your call. We take your credit card details. You know you can trust us. And then we transfer you, so your entire call is on the free phone number. We literally put you through to an extension to one of the psychics. Anywhere in the world. I've got readers all over the world, and I've just proved that it can be done ethically, and we don't have to be ripping people off. And the reason I'm sitting in the kitchen now is because in the office is where the phone system is, and my eldest daughter, Hannah, she does the night shifts, and she's now sitting there answering the phone as it rings. So we've been pushed into the kitchen.
And you've got our other surprise guest holding your phone for you, haven't you?
I have. I so know how to pick the right man. I've got a man who's got his arm wedged on a cloth so his elbow doesn't go numb. And he's holding my mobile phone up to my mouth for 2 long hours.
Do you want a suggestion? When I use my iPod for Skype readings and the like, I've got a business card stand that I rest my phone, my iPod in, so I don't have to hold it.
You know, I've got a Samsung Note, which I thought was brilliant, because with all the flights I go on, I thought I'd be able to actually write my books, can carry on writing on the Samsung Note, but these speakers at the bottom of it, and it's really thin. It's a great big screen, but I can't stand it up in any way. A waste of money.
Booger. Oh, dear.
Can I just add about the fact that we are donating money from every single call that comes in to two fantastic spiritualist churches that are very, very close to my heart. I've been working closely with both of them. One of them is in San Antonio, Texas. And a massive shout out to everyone that's listening from the Center for Practical Spirituality. And the other church is the Gateway Center in Calgary in Alberta, Canada. And again, a massive shout out to those wonderful people. Now, we have so much freedom here in the UK to, you know, we can believe in what we want to believe in. We can practice whatever faith or religion we choose to. And over there, it is so different. It's such a different story. And they need as much funds as they can to keep them going. In fact, the San Antonio church nearly closed. Before we went live, and both me and the chaplain, Katrina, were in tears going, isn't God amazing? The timing, the divine timing was incredible that we managed to get the Faulkner Psychics live just before they had to close. So every single call that people make, you know, supporting Faulkner Psychics really is making a difference, not just for the readers being paid properly, but also for these fantastic churches. And again, on the website, you can read all about them and the fantastic work they do for their communities.
Awesome. Because I know here in Australia, I mean, we are able to believe in what we want, but we are a little bit behind the UK. I mean, it's very, very similar to how the UK was in about the 80s when everybody's finding psychic ability, everybody's discovering the spiritualist church setting up. It's just beginning to just balloon over here, which does have its downsides, but at least we've got quite a lot of freedom of choice over here.
Yes. Now, in certain places in America, you get arrested for doing a tarot reading. So I went into the good old, on the edge of the Bible Belt, and went in and taught people how to read tarot. Yay! Lovely guys.
that's a perfect moment to actually mention to everyone. Now, as I mentioned at the start, you've got your own tarot cards as well, haven't you?
Yeah, can I just tell the story? I haven't just gone and designed a tarot deck. This is how spirit worked through me. I don't have much choice. Basically, they bluntly said, create our tarot deck for us. And I laughed and I said no, because I was very happy in life then. I was very busy. I had a lovely husband called Dave. I had 4 children and had a baby, and life was busy. It was extremely busy. I was running a shop, doing tarot readings, working in the evening, teaching development circles, you name it, I was doing it. Dave was setting up a business. Everything was just full on, but life was good. And then Spirit come in and say, create our tarot deck for us. And I said, no, have not got the time. So they got a bit stroppy with me and started flashing up like life-size black and white photographic images in front of me whilst I was driving, whilst I was bathing the children, whilst I was trying to cook the tea, in bed, you name it, these pictures were flashed up at me to the point where I said, okay. These pictures. And then I spoke to my bestest friend since I was age 7, Natalie Rory, and I said, you do photography. If I described a photo, could you go out and take it for me? And she knows how weird I am and said, yeah, yeah. And she sent the first disc with a few of the pictures that I'd asked for to me a couple of months later. And I cried. And I remember saying to Dave, oh, my goodness, that is exactly what I saw. She's done it. And so she carried on. So every day by email, phone, you name it, I was going, right, here's the next one. You've got to do this. And these images kept flashing and flashing and flashing. And we did the entire Major Arcana. And then I realized when we got onto the Minor Arcana with the suits in the tarot deck, they were showing a story of everyday life that all of us can recognize and relate. And it's, you know, work. Wands is work in the tarot. So there were pictures of people having a stress head day in the office, people having a good day in the office. And it's very easy to relate to. And then the cup suit means love and emotions. And they told me to use my children, my wedding picture. This is just fantastic. And they also told me to call it the Faulkner Tarot. Well, Dave loved this. He thought that was absolutely brilliant. I didn't get to see much of Dave because I was totally devoted to making this tarot deck for them. Got very excited. Then when all the images were done, I had to stay up until 1:30 in the morning every night writing the book to teach people how to read this tarot. And then as soon as I'd finished the last page in the book, the voices stopped. They didn't talk to me anymore. And Dave, he said, I haven't seen you for months. He said, you're working the whole time. He said, when you should be sitting with me. I said, I've got to do what these voices tell me to do. I've got to make their deck. And at the end, he said, well, what are you going to do now? He said, you can't afford to get that published. And I said, I don't know. And they've stopped talking to me. So I literally shoved it in the kitchen drawer, forgot about it, got a bit cross with them, actually, for wasting my time. And then tragedy struck, basically. 6 months after that, we moved into a new house because of Dave's business. And Dave was diagnosed with pancreas cancer when my son was, nearly a year old. And basically 6 months to the day after he was diagnosed, he died. Mm. On the 29th of October, we found out that he had weeks to live. And he looked at me and he said, I want to see that tarot deck before I die. And so I begged and I borrowed and I stole and I did whatever I could to get that deck printed. And I managed to do it. And I put the first deck in his hands and he cried. You know, those silent tears. And I'll never forget that image. And he said, darling, I think you've just immortalized me. And I made him a promise. I said, I will never, ever let anyone forget about you. And Brian's just holding my hand here, my little guy. He's just said, I've done better than that because now people worldwide know about Dave Faulkner, who didn't know about him when he was alive. And he's the kings in the deck. There's beautiful pictures with him and his son. All my family are in there. And, it's in total memory of Dave. So that's my personal input into the deck that I didn't even realise was going to be so important whilst I was doing it for Spirit. And we donate 10% of all sales from the actual tarot deck to cancer charities, again, in Dave's memory. So that's the deck.
That's a fantastic story, Rhiannon. I know I've been following it. I mean, we've probably only known each other for, about 6 months, haven't we? Because you were coming over to Australia and kind of tragedy struck or rip-off merchant struck, and we won't go into it. But me, you, Ali, and Chris, my wonderful wife, we've all stayed in touch, haven't we? It's been one of those things where...
I feel like I've known you for years now. We're firm friends. I can't wait to meet you. Yeah,
it's going to be brilliant. I mean, it's so funny how Spirit are doing this. They're pulling people together. They're networking us. This is what I've, and you'll have noticed, and I know many of others have noticed, this has been what's happening in 2012, and it's happening in 2013, and a chance to get you on the radio show. I mean, about 3 weeks ago, I know I PM'd you, and I know you were phenomenally busy with the phone line, but to finally get you, and I might as well say, it's clearly Ali that's going to be saying hi. In fact, let's do it. Ali, are you there?
I am there, Matthew. How are you?
I said I was going to put him on, everybody. I said he's going to say hi, Ali, Ali Key. He's Rhiannon's other half, and he's... I'm going to say, what colour is your hair tonight? Is it still... Is it blue yet?
Yep, it's still electric blue, Matt.
Cool, because this is his image, everyone. He calls himself Smurf, does Ali? Anyone who knows him in the UK and has seen him on TV and has seen him do his thing, he has this blue hair, and... We've got this little thing on, but when I get to meet Ali and Rihanna, and I said, if Ali goes back blue, I'm going to have green in my hair. So I'm going to be having green in my hair.
Can I just tell everyone, all your lovely listeners, how the tarot deck, even though it's tragedy, you know, a tragic story, can I just say how Spirit have actually brought me and Ali together because of that very deck? Ali contacted me via Facebook asking my permission to use both my decks. I've got Brian's deck and the Faulkner Tarot, my permission to use them on TV. Of course, me being a true Saggy was like, ha ha, think of the promotion, think of the free advertising, we'll worm this one in. I was like saying to my children, this is good, keep in touch with this guy. And so, of course, I said yes, please use them. And we watched this man on TV every week using the deck, and me and the children were in tears going, look, there's Daddy, look, Layla, there's you, there's your card. And
wow.
And it was so emotional. It actually knocked me for six. It put me in bed for a couple of days. I couldn't get over that. You know, I felt Spirit had done a wonderful job bringing Ali to be almost like the front man for this deck.
And, but he obviously brought more as well.
Oh, my word, yes. And then for months and months, you know, he was in Scotland. I was down south, never, ever meet. And then one day he said, oh, I'm in London in the studios. Maybe we could meet up. And I said, yeah, I'm in London too. We missed twice, two opportunities we missed. And then the third one, I said to Hannah, my eldest, I said, we need to get that man a new deck. He's ripped the star card. He cannot be on TV using that. So we'll go and give him a free deck and a Brian bracelet. So I'm still on business mode. I'm sorry, Ali, but I didn't fancy you in the slightest. I was very much Mrs. F. I'm still married to Dave in my head, you know. It was all business. And when we met with my daughter there, oh, my goodness, that's it. And the rest is history. And he's been heaven sent, quite literally, and it was the deck that brought us together, which is almost like Spirit's way of saying thank you, Rhiannon, you know? So it's a love story from the deck.
Well, I can't help be sensitive, and I like the happy endings in films and the like most sensitives do, and to me that is one of the most the perfect happy ending stories I've heard for a long time.
Yeah, it really is. It is a happy ending. It's great. But we're both saggies. We're both saggies, so it's absolutely hilarious. It's like looking in the mirror. Like, who's going to wear the trousers today then? Well, let me just say, he's holding my phone for 2 hours.
Enough said. With that, I think what we'll do, Rhiannon, I'm going to go into a music break, the first music break, and then when we come back, everyone, we will do... I'm going to do... I know I've got callers on the line. I'm going to do a couple of live readings, and then we'll bring some readings in for Rhiannon, and then we'll take it from there. So, Ken, if we can have the first piece of music, please, for the first music break. We'll be back shortly.
Distance between us.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
This is Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. What I'll say to everybody who's about to get readings from either me or the wonderful Rhiannon Faulkner, you will be able to get a copy of your readings from the archives after the show. You will be able to download this show. It will be available for download. So that's what I suggest. If anyone wants to do that, you please do that. Now, what I'm going to actually say to Rhiannon is that I hope that wasn't upsetting, that song, because I just realised the words. I booked that song about a week ago.
I think my Dave's here. There's absolutely no doubt. It's wonderful that Ali can see him as well, which is great. So he's still very much a part of my life.
Yeah. I'm listening to that and I'm thinking, oh my God, we were going to have Songbird, right? And right last minute, I thought, no, we're going to have Wish You Were Here on. And I was still thinking that Greg was coming on the show, which he will be next week. And I thought, hang on a minute, what's the song order? And that one came straight on, straight after we were talking about your story.
Yeah, so. that's Dave. He's a lovely guy, he really is.
Okay, I think what we're going to do, I'm going to get the first live caller on. I believe it's Tracy. Hello, Tracy. Are you there, please?
Hello.
Where are you calling from, Tracy?
West Palm Beach.
Okay, and it'll be afternoon in West Palm Beach, will it, at the moment?
Yes.
So we've got three time zones. I've got me here in Australia. We've got Rhiannon in the UK, and now we're in West Palm Beach. What's your question, please, Tracy?
Okay, my question is, I'm trying to do some business prospects, and I wanted to know, do you see them magnifying?
Well, the interesting thing is, as I was preparing for your reading, and I generally get people communicating with me, I got one thing straight away, and the words on my piece of paper is, "Well, Tracy, it's happening. Crazy life ahead. Period of calm over." That was the message I was being given even before, obviously, I actually brought you in here. And I definitely see a lot of planning and a lot of frustration that you have gone through, and I have got indications of a transitionary period in April, and it's clearly been saying April. It's the end of chapter April. It may well happen before then, Tracy, but they're saying the transition period, the change, is the end of March coming into April. And what I have to say is there seems to be a long-term project here with a male. Now, I thought at first they were talking about a personal relationship, but I believe I am actually being indicated here a business relationship. So can I ask you, first of all, Tracy, where a long-term business relationship, where is a male concerned, where does that fall in your life?
Well, there's a male that wants to be in the in a business relationship, but he's not pulling his weight.
Right. So what they're saying is then he must pull his weight because he has obviously got his own personal issues here to sort before he can pull his weight. He's got other issues going on here. I know that because I'm being shown like the double whammy transition. Not only have you got a transition period, so has he. I don't know if the indication, I'm getting an indication of maybe he's got a real serious problem that he's not telling you about, that he's keeping to himself. But that's the indication I've got. He will come to the ball. That's what I've been told.
Okay. He's real secretive, so that's possible.
Yeah. Now, what I understand here is that I've got two grandmothers here. But I wouldn't be surprised if one isn't a great-grandmother. I've got a grandmother on one side, and I reckon it's father's side, that's the indication. And I reckon I've got a great-grandmother on the other side. And it's like you have got to take some weight off your feet, girl. Remember how bad my feet were, is what somebody said. She used to walk around, she used to limp, she used to have all sorts of boils and problems, and she said, "You're like me at the moment. You're walking around too much. You need to put your feet up and you need to really chill and relax, girl." That's what somebody's saying.
That's true.
I mean, you understand that. What she's showing me is you need to walk barefooted on hot sand on the edge of the water. So you literally have to go on the beach. You literally have to leave your phone alone. And you literally... I think what she's trying to say is you need that connection to earth and water. You need that connection above everything else.
Okay.
I hope that kind of makes sense. And she's then trying to make this joke with me. She's saying that your clothes sense leaves a lot to be desired, doesn't it? She's showing me some, like, wacky design dresses, or even you've been looking at them recently and go, "Don't go there." Would you understand what she's on about?
Yes.
Because she's going, "Oh, my God, girl, do you realize what you're going to look like wearing that?" Have you been going to some of those fashion shops and forgetting the label and looking at it and then going, "Oh, my God, I can't afford that. Oh, what am I doing in here?"
Right.
You've been dreaming, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
What is being said to me is that what you probably don't realize is subconsciously you're doing bringing the law of abundance in and the law of attraction in. It's a little bit like, and I'm not going to mention who, going into a Louis Vuitton shop, picking up a handbag, trying it on, looking at the label, going, "Oh, $6,000. And the man going, "Oh, yes, it's $6,000. "Oh, yeah. No, I don't quite like that design. Do you mind if I ever photograph it so I can compare it with my outfit at home?" As cool as you like, and then walk out again and go, "Why did I do that?" That's what you've been doing, isn't it?
That's true, because I said to a friend of mine, I said, "Hey, I have to dream big. No one dreams small."
So whilst you've been doing that, there is this grandmother following you around saying, wait for me, wait for me. I'm making sure you don't do anything silly. On my heater saw, I'm literally seeing it. I can see water coming off her feet, so she would have had swellings or boils on her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like saying, when you start going steady again, it will all make sense. So I think when she's saying going steady, I think it means she's talking about manning your life. When you start going steady again, it will all make sense.
When is that coming? Because it's been, oh my God, so many, many moons ago.
Well, you're not dating somebody at the minute. I mean, dating as
no.
you are. Mm. Right, she's about to drop somebody on you, but you've got to get over a previous split, or he's got to get over a previous split. The way it's been emphasized is you know when life can suddenly intervene and you go to a certain place at a certain time and you don't know why you're doing it, and then that
right.
person's there, a little bit like Rhiannon was describing how she met Ali. It's a little bit one of those things. A circumstance comes in, person's there, and you go, nah, don't believe this, don't believe that this is happening. And the girl that you've been told, girl, you've got to believe it, you better believe it.
Okay.
And I'm reckoning with timing, it's between now and July. That's all I'm going to say. It's between now and July. They're showing me July, August as that person's there, but you're uncertain about that person.
Mhm. Okay.
So I hope that has helped you, Tracy. I hope I'm still being interrupted by this lady, and I'm saying to this lady, look, I don't have enough time. You'll be here all night. I know you will. Once you're in, you're in. And I'm saying, you go over to Tracy and you talk to Tracy, and I'm going to literally have to leave the reading down. I'm going to thank you very much, Tracy, for phoning in.
Okay.
I hope I have been a help tonight.
Yes, you have.
Now, can I have the next caller? I'm just checking the name. Is that Janet, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Janet, and I was just wondering what you see for job and love life.
Job and love life. Okay, where are you calling from, Janet?
Long Island City.
What? Say that again, sorry, I missed that then.
Long Island.
Long Island, okay. I like to work with voice vibration. So by asking name and where you are, it gives me a chance to get a little bit of voice vibration together. All I want to actually say is what is your current career status? Because everything is about to change. That's all I can say. It's like you're anticipating the change. I don't know if you're waiting to hear on one job or a particular job and you don't know
what's
direction.
I applied 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they're going to interview me or not.
Well, okay, all I'm going to say is this is going to come on you very, very, very quickly. There's a contract coming on you very, very, very quickly. But I don't know why you're hesitating about it. The way it's indicated to me, there's a hesitancy with it.
I don't know if I'm going to get the interview.
Right. No, but say, when you get the interview and they give you an expression of interest, it seems to be, is it what I expected with the job? Is the role what I expected? There seems to be a bit of uncertainty. The uncertainty isn't about you getting the interview. The uncertainty is the job role what you want? That's all I'm going to basically say. Is it the job role you want? Now, can I ask
when
you,
I'm going to get the interview?
He wasn't telling me about that, and I say him. I was about to ask you, have you lost a father? Now, if it isn't your dad, it's definitely a grandfather who would, I've actually been told pap or pop. So,
yes.
Have you lost?
Grandfather.
Your father, right. He's
no, grandfather.
But he's on your dad's side, isn't he?
Yes.
Right. And he's talking about, say, forget about the job situation. I'm bringing your attention to the fact that you need to talk to your dad here. You need to talk to your father here. He's like saying, you need to link to your father. You need to talk to your father. And I know it's not work related. It's just that when spirit come in, they've got a different agenda they want to talk about. And he's saying, oh, that job situation, it should already have landed. Are you sure it's not been lost in the post? Are you sure you've not taken a phone call? Are you sure you haven't missed an email? It should already have arrived. There's delay here.
No, I haven't. No, not yet. No, I haven't.
But all I'm going to say is that this is literally then anytime. And it's the anytime button. It's going to catch your attention. But why do you need to talk to your father? Because he's insisting that you need to talk to him.
I don't know.
It's not illness. It's not the fact that they're not talking about that. They're just saying you need to talk to your father, or your father needs to talk to you. He's just saying, letter, you need to talk to him. And that's all I can get from this grandfather. And he's just broken into the conversation like. He's the centre of attention here, or your father needs to be the centre of attention. I don't know, maybe you've got to check this out, but it's not work-related. It's the way he's broken in. But your job situation, all I'm going to actually say is I do anticipate that you'll have changed your job by the latter part of the year, but it's not necessarily the one that you are currently going for. But that doesn't mean it's a waste of time going for the one that you're going for, that it isn't a waste of time at all. It could just be that might lead to something else. It might be, I don't know how it's going to unfold. Sometimes when it's given to me, I can't quite see how we join the dots. But you go for that interview, it's not a waste of time. It's maybe what it not seems to be. Maybe it gives you an idea to go for something else. And by the latter part of the year, you're in an employment situation. Now, can I ask, do you deal with stationery at all? Do you do anything with papers and envelopes and typing?
No, not at all.
Right. So why are we envelopes, typing, sending things off?
I don't know.
These are invites, by the way. So you are involved with, it could be anniversary, it could be wedding. When's your mum and dad's wedding anniversary?
Well, my mother, we marry, I think it's June.
Okay. I'm just looking at invites to something like an anniversary or a party or something of significance that you're involved in. That's what I'm being given. But as far as your work is concerned, I haven't the foggiest what you do, because I am not being shown and I'm not even going to guess. All I'm going to basically say is that you must keep yourself to yourself, and you must keep a tight lip over your personal life, because I can't, or I am not being given what you do. Do you understand me?
Yes, and I was going to try something part-time, but I felt silly. Do you think I should try or no?
That would work in perfectly here with, you might be going for a job that's a short-term contract. Do you understand me? And it might lead to another part-time, or it might lead to a bit of a longer contract.
Well, I have two part-time things I do now.
I am giving those up. That is what somebody's saying. I see you giving those things up. You've got a better option. May I ask what your primary employment is? Only because I can't pick it up, and I'll be completely honest.
Well, I'm a bus monitor now, and I sub as a teacher aid and lunch monitor, and I put in for a teacher aid job, and then I was thinking of doing something called...
Well, you've got teaching work. You do teaching work.
Well, aid, teacher aid.
You do teacher aid. Okay. Now, what I get there, warm feeling. I get the claircognizant. Yes, 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 I get the warm feeling, and my body goes like a bit like a pendulum when I hear the right job, and I'm going yes, 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 yes. That's what I'm getting here. That's exactly what I'm getting here. So I'm reckoning that you should be looking at that teacher aid direction, where you can deal with people. Do you understand me? That's where you should be going. Now, can I actually leave you there, Janet? Because I would like to go to the next caller, because we are kind of going to be a bit busy tonight, and I will thank you very much for phoning in. And if you want to get this reading, you can get it from the archives after the show.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Janet. It's a real pleasure talking to you. Rhiannon, are you ready for... You ready for your first question, your first email question?
Yep, of course.
I'm going to fly through these, then we'll do another break, and then we'll go through the next lot. The first question is basically from a Tracy, and she's got a very general question, but she was the first email. I wonder what the future has in store for me, please. That was the very first question, the email. So it's Tracy, I wonder what the future has in store for me, please.
Okay, so I'm using the Faulkner Tarot deck, obviously, but I just want to explain to everyone that I work with one guide only called Brian. He's an Irish dwarf. I will desperately try not to pass on the swear words, but I'm literally saying what he's saying. So I'm just going to I'm shuffling the deck and I'm laying down three cards. So what's in store? Six of Swords. Wow, fantastic card. Okay, Six of Swords, the Lovers, and the Seven of Cups. Six of Swords means an end of a difficult cycle. Thank goodness. This is calmer times ahead now. The gypsy meaning for this card is change of job or home, and I'm being pulled to actually the home. Now, the Lover's card, it's not only about relationships. When it's next to the Six of Swords, it says it's a huge choice or decision that you've got to make. And sometimes it's stomach churning. It's like a massive upheaval that you think, oh, my God, I don't know if I want to do this or not. But trust me, it will be good. Next to the Seven of Cups. Again, Seven of Cups is a choice. It's your choice. You get to choose where you want to go and what you want to do. But let me tell you, the Seven of Cups is a magical card. It always brings fantastic things that you'll be very happy with. Now, I've got to be honest, I've got the Eight of Cups. This is saying that there's a miserable time around at the moment. Things just aren't going the way you want. So the Eight of Cups is saying, get up and go. Make those changes. It's saying the same as the Six of Swords. Get up and make those changes yourself. Oh, my word. Now we've got the Sun card. This is peace and happiness. And finally, darling, you'll be on the right path in life. Everything will fit together. The Page of Wands. Wands in the tarot is work. This tells me that it's a new chapter in work for you. More training. It's like something like learning on the job. So there's something. Okay, Brian. Brian's just said something that you actually want to learn. It might be a line of a hobby or something, but you will earn money from it in the end. Four of Wands. My goodness. Literally, the picture in the Faulkner Tarot is feet up on the desk. Darling, you need to take a break. You need a well-deserved rest here or you're going to make yourself poorly. Okay, let me just reshuffle. Oh, Brian's just said to her straight off, it's in the bag. I don't know what that means, but it's in the bag. That kind of like means job done. It's all sorted. Nothing to worry about. Oh, my goodness. I've just reshuffled and the same cards come out. The Lovers. Make that decision. Make that choice and then everything will be fine. Okay? Next one, Matthew. Hello?
Yeah, I was on mute. I just forgot I was on mute. Right. Girl's called Monique. There's a bit of a background. She's been pushed out of TV acting. I'm unjustly terminated by an agency. Unable to register with another. Closed my online cupcake business. Deeply saddened by the loss. I'm looking for full-time employment doing data entry or as a medical records clerk. Is a data entry position the right job for me? That's a question. If not, what should I look for and when will I find it? And that's Mystic Cupcakes.
Oh, my goodness. Brian has just put both his hands up in the air and his eyebrows are like touching the top of his scalp. He's looking at me going, well, he's just in a very rude word, as in shocked, okay? You've got to do what your heart says you are here to do. You cannot take a boring job. No way. We won't allow it. I have just pulled the Nine of Cups. This is all your dreams coming true. This is where your heart was set. This is the business, your own business. You do not belong in a boring dead-end job, girl. You get out there and get that business working again. The King of Swords is here. This is a legal card for me, and it also shows a man that's coming in to help. He's very fair. He's suited and booted. I'll tell you, he's got cash behind him, doll. We need his cash. Smile sweetly and just do as he wants. He doesn't want anything from you except for to stay in the building, if that makes sense. So I feel like it's a lease, a contract that we're signing here. And darling, we've got the Empress card. This is material benefits. This is nurturing a business like you would look after a child. And the Hermit card is here. You have to go back to the drawing board. Go back to the beginning. Please, please don't give up. Brian's still got his hands up in the air. We're devastated. We need to get you back on track to run in your business. Oh my God, we've got the Eight of Swords. The gypsy meaning for the Eight of Swords is a woman wanting revenge on you. This is a woman, can I say the word shafted live on air? Yeah.
Of course you can.
Okay, shafted. There's someone backstabbing out there. She's got light brown hair. In fact, you know what? It's grey. Let's be honest, it's going grey. She needs
that's
to be out of the
government
education.
That's the TV acting world. Yeah, that's the TV. That's why I pushed out. I was getting that.
Right, so this is somebody that is pushing away. We're jealous. We're threatened by you. And, no, this is the cupcake business I'm on. I need her running this business. Oh, and this woman was like competition. She didn't want her up there. So she didn't come face to face with her. She was a competitor in the business field or in, like, the high street, if you like, okay? Now, I've got the Star card, darling. That is card of recovery, a happy message of promise. Everything is going to be fine. I know you're scared because I'm looking at the woman in the picture on the Eight of Swords. She's cowering behind the door. She's petrified. She's too frightened to get out there and start again. But I'll tell you what, she's frightened of nothing. There's nothing for you to be scared of. Everything is going to be fine. I'm not going to lie to you. It isn't going to happen overnight. I've got the Seven of Wands. Hard work, slow growth. It's going to take weeks before you even dare to go public again with this business. Yes, there are going to be more competitors. Yes, there are going to be people that are going to throw problems in your way. But do not let them sway you. We have to find this man. Now, I need to go along the line of, I don't know, cupcakes. I love cupcakes. But I want to go along the line of children's parties. I'm supplying children's parties. I've just pulled the Page of Pentacles, which has got my youngest daughter, Layla, on it. And she's all dressed up in a fairy outfit. This is children's parties. And we're like doing the catering for these parties. But it is rows and rows of cupcakes. Oh my God, Brian's just said they're minted customers, minted. They got loads of wonga and they don't mind throwing it at their kids' parties. I've now got Sweet 16 parties. Aim for the kids with a rich parent, darling. They'll order loads. There's another card. I wish I was on camera here. Page of Cups. This is another child card. Here's my Hannah, my eldest. God, what a moody one she can be, eh, Alec? But Page of Cups is a gentle, sensitive child, really emotional. So this definitely, let's get out there and aim towards the children's parties. Oh my God, Ali, what card is that?
The Ten of Cups.
This is a picture of my wedding day today. And so this is weddings. We're supplying weddings with the, you know, instead of the favours, over here in the UK you get those little stupid sugared almonds in boxes with bows on. But here we got your cupcakes. This business can be done. This will work. Oh, and to finish, I've got the Eight of Wands. This is a fabulous, brilliant, vibrant card which says, gypsy meaning, new faces, new places. This is new people coming into your work, new contracts for you to sign, and many, many more opportunities that will lead. Please, please keep the faith and call in Brian. Call him in. Just say his name and he'll be there to work his magic for you. All right, next one, Matthew.
Right, what I'm going to do here, Rhiannon, if it's okay. Ali, are you up for doing a live reading?
I can run and get his deck. I won't let anyone touch my deck. His deck's in the other room.
It's that I've got another caller, and I'm going to bring this lady in, and I just thought what we'll do, we'll get Ali working.
Okay. I'm going to literally run and get his deck. Hang on, you'll hear the kitchen chair go.
Ali, do you want to just introduce yourself to everybody? Because I'm going to bring this caller in shortly. I know she's been waiting a while. Ali Key, everyone.
Hi there, folks. My name is Ali Key. I'm AKA known by everybody else as Smurf because of my blue hair. I'm a psychic medium, and I've worked on live television within the UK. And yes, I use the Faulkner Tarot deck. and I am the partner of Rhiannon herself.
Okay, so Ken, can we bring Melissa in, please? Melissa, are you there?
I had called once before because I enjoy my readings.
Yeah, are you? Are you Melissa?
Yes, I am Melissa. I called once before.
Yeah, where are you calling from, please, Melissa?
Yes, once again, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, and what's your question for us this evening?
I would just like to know if you can see forth how my 2013 brings for me, what spirit can say about 2013.
Okay, can I pass you over to Ali? Ali will start the reading for you. Are you ready, Ali?
Yeah, I just needed to ask that again because I didn't quite hear that, Matt.
Yeah, can you ask your question again, please, Melissa? It's not quite clear.
I'm so sorry. I was asking, could you ask Spirit how is 2013 is going to be for me? What 2013 holds for me?
Okay, yeah, it's a question, Ali, about asking for what 2013 is going to hold for Melissa.
Right, not a problem at all, Melissa. Hello and welcome. I will say very much, I'm being shown, it's like been a really tough time for the last 5 months here, okay? I'm being shown very much, you know, going into that November, December period, you were hoping that everything was going to be fine for that Christmas period, all right? And I want to say this to you, that it wasn't exactly what you'd hoped for, okay? Now, going into, I want to say the 17th of January, I want to say that was a date that seems to have kind of brought a little bit of a change within your mindset, all right? And trying to become a little bit more positive than, you know, 2012, all right? Because I don't know why, but I'm being shown very much within the work front, 2012 seemed to be very, very disappointing, okay? Now, what I am seeing very much within this year, wow, okay, it's very much 6 weeks' time. It seems very much positive. It very much seems the change coming within work scenario for yourself. It's like you're working towards something. It's like where you are at the moment doesn't seem to be exactly where you want to be, if that makes sense there, Melissa, okay? And I just feel very much that it's something coming to you, very positive, a new opportunity as well. And it's going to change where your finances are set as well, okay? Because I just feel very much, it's like, oh my goodness, finance is very much you're cowering away from at the moment, okay? There's so much you should be doing within finance. It's like I'm seeing everything as a massive haze within your bank account, okay? And it's don't worry, I'm not going to, you know, tell everybody about your finances on air, okay? But there's something that needs sorted, and it needs sorted quite quickly, okay? But I just feel very much, is it going to change? Yes, it will change, okay? August is the month of massive change and settlement within that finances where you're going there, okay? But I just feel all the worries within your mind are to do with work and what you're actually meant to do. And it's like you're just needing a little bit of upliftment at the moment, okay? Because you're stressing out a little bit too much. You're needing a little bit more organization, Melissa, as well, okay? Because I just feel everything around you seems a little bit of a mess. Everything seems to be all over the place, if that makes sense to you so far, Melissa.
Yes.
Okay. Feel free to use your voice here, okay? Don't be frightened, all right? But I am being shown, it's an end of a difficult situation. It's an end of something that's happened towards the end of last year going into the start of January, okay? I do feel there's a male around about you as well causing a little bit of pain, a little bit of, I want to say, disloyal towards you, if that makes sense there, okay? And I just feel very much that, you know something, he's leaving you very much in the dark, okay? But where to go from there, I do feel very much finding the right balance from within your energy and from within the situation as well. You will find that he is actually quite a good person deep down, but he's got a lot of fears for commitment, a lot of fears from within himself about, you know, he's a lazy git. Come on, let's be really, really honest here. He's become very, very lazy, all right? And this is where he needs to really, you know, sort himself out, because he can't keep treating you the way he is at the moment, if that makes sense to you, Melissa.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I am being shown very much, all year, it's going to be an uphill struggle for you, okay? But I am being shown, hold on to through the hard times here, all right, and ride them through, because it's going to take a 3-month period by the time things can actually be more settled, all right? But I'm being shown here as well, at the end of October, there seems to be more of like a fun chapter, because that's when the celebrations are, the end of October, all right? Birthday, celebration, seems to be an anniversary or something of that kind of nature, but it's bringing a lot more positivity within your energy. You need to get out a little bit more. You're becoming a little bit enclosed within your energy. You need to open the door and say, hey, girlfriends, let's go out and enjoy ourselves, all right? Because you've just been a little bit closed door so far, all right? But this year seems to be, yeah, the changes. But the changes will happen when you allow them to happen. Stop fighting it. Just keep going and go with the flow with it, all right? Don't try to push it too much, Melissa, all right? But on the work front, I want to go back to that. Things will improve. You just need out where you are at the moment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, but okay. I'll send you all my love, all right?
Thank you.
That's helped you, okay, Melissa? But onwards and upwards for yourself, and you just keep going, okay?
Yes.
Well, that was
Thanks,
Audi. Thank you for that. I bet you didn't know you were going to do a reading tonight, huh? But, Melissa, I hope that was a help, because all I can basically add to the wonderful reading that Ali's done is I definitely see someone that you were involved in a relationship with not being, let's say, helpful or particularly nice towards you, but that's going to change, or that's already changed. So I know I'm talking about an ex-partner here. I mean, what influence does an ex-partner still have on your life?
I don't know right at the moment.
Right, it's just somebody that you've had an involvement with having some sort of impact on your life, or maybe you are still recuperating from an incident that has occurred.
Why would that mean anything today?
Only because it's been brought up as a bit. Maybe there's a bit of a reminder. Maybe there's a connection. Whatever the connection is, I just feel I have a grandparent going, don't go there. Don't even entertain. So to me, they're saying, look, there's a figure from your past, a person from your past who don't even entertain.
Oh, I understand.
That's the feeling that I've got here. Now, can I thank you for calling in, Melissa? And what I will remind you is that you can get a copy of this from the archives on Mike Spirit FM. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks, Ali. Thanks for that, matey.
No problem whatsoever.
I might actually get you to do a couple of others as well, because we've still got quite a few email readings. But I just want to remind everybody that we are on Conversations with Spirit. We are live radio on Mike Spirit FM. I am Matthew James. My website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. All my details are on that page, on my page is there. What I want to actually do is just to have another music break, and then when we come back, we shall do some more reading. So, next piece of music, please, Ken.
What a day you had today. It took your smile away. I think we ought to get away. Let's run away. Take me out on the sky, counting diamonds all through the night, and the moon in the morning light, out under the sky. And it could happen any day. Everything goes astray, but the stars do us okay. Let's run away.
Hey, hey, yeah. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Hi, you're listening to Conversations with Spirit. My name is Mike on Mike Spirit FM. My apologies to anyone who is expecting to hear Greg Riley on the show tonight. He wasn't able to on the show, but he will be on next week. He did have a bit of a personal tragedy yesterday. So I know it's still advertised that Greg's on tonight's show, but it was last minute. We do have the wonderful Rhiannon Faulkner and her blue-haired partner Ali Key on the show tonight. So we have been doing live readings. We will be doing some more live readings. So I think what I will do, and I'm hesitating because I'm just looking at the long queue of email reading requests that we have, and I'm just wondering, are we going to get through them all tonight? So I'm going to hope that Rhiannon can be a bit of a machine. You can be a bit of a machine, can you, Rhiannon? You've had some caffeine.
Me and Brian are raring to go. We don't want to let anyone down, so we want to just get through as many email readings as we can.
No worries. I've not heard the kitchen sounds yet, though.
I'm sitting very quietly.
Okay. Next question, then. It's from Silky Deb, Debs. She says, "Hi, guys. I need help right now in my life. I don't know where or what I'm doing right now. Can you help, please?"
Okay, Debs. Right, let's have a look. I'm just shuffling the deck for you, darling. Brian's got his head in his hands. He's sympathising with you, but now he's just looked up out of his hand and he's grinning, so that means everything's going to be okay. Top three cards. Oh, wow, the death card. Now, that does not mean dying. Don't worry. It means a brand new way of living. The picture in the Faulkner Tarot shows a door wide open. You're in a dark room, but it's leading out to the bright light in the hallway, and it's showing another door. There's always a three-month time limit that's given to this card. 3 months of stomach churning. Oh, my God, what's happening? Where are we going? Don't know what's going to come at the end of this. And then, bang, fantastic new way of living for you. Please keep the faith and hang on in there. You're nearly there, chick. Eight of Pentacles. This is putting your talents into a new profession. So it literally says like a new job, okay? Gypsy meaning, though, is also upset to the dark-haired person. I'm bringing in personal life here for you. Two of Pentacles. I have got financial issues going on. Oh, my God. I've got everything up in the air with you. No wonder you're stressed. And there, just to confirm, is the Ten of Wands. This is the full whack of stress. So now I've got to tell you, you've got to be easy on yourself. Deal with one problem at a time, okay? Otherwise, this is when it just gets you worn down, just reshuffling, okay? Brian is saying, start of something wonderful, the Page of Pentacles, a start of a new successful chapter that is financially good for you, and it grows and grows and grows. Page of Cups, good news coming very, very soon. Wow, Ace of Pentacles, this is a chapter that's starting in your life much better financially, and it's never taken away from you. You never go back to where you are now. Please hold on in there. Good news coming literally within 7 to 10 days here, he's just said. Remember the death card, though, that's 3 months. So we're going to get the good news given to us, and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can see where we're going to be, but we're just holding on for a little bit longer. So do not give up. Okay, the Tower, I feel you've been let down by other people. I've just got other people around me. Brian's going, get them away from her. It's other people that are sticking their noses in. I've literally, physically got a pain in my neck now. That's what they're like. They're all pain in the neck. Get them out. Stop listening to other people and listen to that voice inside yourself, sweetheart. What you want to do, you've got an idea, stick to it. Do it. It is going to work. One more card, he says. Hang on. Eight of Swords. You're worrying yourself sick unnecessarily. I promise you, the good times are just coming. All right? Okay, next one, Matthew.
Well, what I was going to do was just change the mix a little bit. I thought I would ask the next one, if that's okay with you. We do have other live callers, but I just thought the information I've got really, I feel, is for the person that we've got next. So, Emma Watson, Emma, I shouldn't say the surname, but it's Emma. I walked out of my job today. Will I get a new one soon? Many thanks. What I'm actually seeing is I think you had no other choice, Emma, but walk out of your job. It reminds me very much of what happened to me last year, where we've got a little bit of a Hitler or a little bit of a problem maker in a work situation. You were led one situation, one choice only. I'm seeing indications of tempers rising, anger, etc., etc. You walked out on a job. You're in a situation now. You're in a cleft stick. Did I do the right thing? I really have no choice. My feeling is here is I am definitely being shown that the summertime, obviously, I'm feeling you are in the UK because they're talking about you will have your job back by the summertime. But just to make sure it isn't that you aren't in the UK, I get June, July, August is the period that you will definitely be back in a responsible job situation. But, and the word is but, you have a complication here, and that is a personal life decision. You have a personal life decision that may well, let's say, determine where we are going to be living, because I do see quite a major relationship change here. Not bad news. I do not want to emphasize that it's bad news. I want to basically say what I have here is particularly good news as far as a relationship goes. If you want to read into that, that I'm holding off that there might be a baby or a pregnancy, then it could be something as dramatic as that. That's the feeling that I've got here, Emma. But all I'm going to say is that your primary question about getting back into employment, yes, you're getting back into employment. My feeling is there's a silver lining here. It's like you're going to get back into something that you really have your heart set on, because the job that you were in, you did not have your heart set on towards the end of it, quite obviously. Rhiannon, I'll give you the next question. Thanks, Emma, for your question, by the way. Are you ready for this one, Rhiannon? And then I'm going to go on to a live reading. It says, this is from Natalie. She says, fabulous Rhiannon and Brian. My head's spinning with mixed messages. Please, can you look to see how is M, 3rd of the 7th, feeling about me, 24/9? Do we have a future? Very many thanks, Nat.
Okay, Nat, let's just have a look for you. Shuffling the deck. Ha-ha! The Empress. Well, that's the mother card in the tarot, but it's also pregnancy. Okay, so this is babies. This is what you're wanting. The Hermit card. This is you thinking long and hard about wanting something really serious. Not going to lie, never lie. I've got the Five of Swords. This means massive arguments, problems. It's, crikey. There's somebody else around as well. My stomach's now churning. This is like we really don't know if we're number one in this person's life. Okay, Brian's just said not. There's somebody else involved as well, but hold fire. Oh my God, Ace of Cups. This is true love, and this is a new chapter. So it doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter what's in the past. It matters what's coming up and what's new. There's the Ace of Cups. This is a good love relationship between the two of you. Nine of Pentacles. This is known as the rich bitch in the Tarot. This is the card of enjoyment where you're sitting there going, woohoo, I have what I want. And there's the flipping fertility card game, the High Priestess, to tying in nicely with the Empress. This is absolutely superb, and this is what you want, okay? Right. Miserable situation. Now, I keep wanting to say the gypsy meaning blonde woman. There's somebody else around, and I know you don't want to hear this, but I got to say it. There is somebody else around, but he's not. We're not with her, but she's lurking around in the background. I don't know if it's an ex or something like that, but I can't shift her away. I've got to say, like in this day and age, you know, people are going through like second marriages and things like this. And they've got history. We've got to accept their past, haven't we? And she just won't go away. So direct answer to your question, everything's going to be absolutely fine between the two of you. We need to back off a little bit, make him do the running, and there is the Ace of Cups. So this is a beautiful new chapter in love, okay? What is he thinking, Brian? Tell me what he's thinking. Strength card. He's trying to be brave. He's trying to do everything in the right way. He's thinking long and hard. The Hermit card means he's looking inwards for answers. He's a nice guy. He just doesn't know where to go or what to do. So we really do need to just give him a little bit of time here, sweetheart, okay? And again, Ace of Swords, you're worrying about nothing. Please just let it take its time and it will be a happy ending for you. Okay, Brian. Brian likes you. Ten of Swords. He's saying, forget everything that's happened, all right? Start again. You know when you bring up something from an argument or something that's happened a couple of months ago and you have to throw it in the middle? I do that all the time. Stop it, all right? We're going to leave that in the past. That's where it belongs. Clean slate. Start all over again. Rebuild. Fantastic relationship coming up, all right? Hang on in there. Four of Pentacles. Invest. 50-50, the two of you. Give it your all and it will be absolutely wonderful. Okay, Brian's just said, cooking with gas.
Okay. Thanks.
Next one.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'll bring the next live caller in. Like I said, I'm mixing and matching tonight. Can we have Carrie's River? That's the Skype name. Is Carrie's River there, please?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name? What's your first name?
Carrie.
Hiya, Carrie. And where are you calling from?
I'm from South Africa. Hey, Rihanna.
Hi, Carrie. What's your question, please? Because I know I've got somebody in spirit coming through who was quite a stone cold skeptic, because he says, WTF am I doing here? And I'm on your father's side. So is there anybody on your father's side, like a grandfather or even a father, who passed, who's a skeptic, who's been pushed in to answer this question by his partner, like a grandmother? What's your question, Carrie?
It could be my grandfather been pushed by my grandmother.
Because yeah, he's been WTF, what yes. The beep, beep, beep am I doing here, and what am I answering this?
Yes, okay, that could be him.
Because obviously we've got a financial question, haven't we? And you nodding your head yes, because he can answer financial questions. He was astute with finances. I hope you're shaking your head yes.
Okay, grandfather, go ahead and answer my financial questions. I'll change it. Finances, cool.
You're breaking up a little bit, but it is a financial question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's linked to finances. It's actually a career question. So it is linked to finances. It's how to become financially stable. So.
Okay, it's just that I'm being shown clearly communications, phone, mobile, connections, contact, get hold of. Go back over old ground. It's a case, really, of picking up things that have been left or things that you need to recover, like there's been either finances lost or there's been connections lost. Have you travelled any great distance, or have you actually broken contact with people that you need to get back in contact with? Because this is, like I'm being shown, almost a great, you've gone literally from one side of South Africa to the other, or there's a great distance between two places here, I'm being shown.
The one part of my family is in the interior of South Africa, and the other is basically at the coastline. So I would like to get that communication going.
Right, so he's actually talking about that communication coming back. Fine,
okay.
But how can that help you with business? Because that communication is coming back.
I can possibly work a business solution with, well, it's my cousin and her husband that I've vaguely spoken business with.
He's advising you to talk to them. Now, I am hearing quite clearly, in a very strong South African accent, Jax or Jack. Jax, is that somebody's name?
No, not that I know of.
Is there a place that sounds like Jax or Jackstown or Jax, but anything to do with Jax, Jaques or something of that, vibration?
I think there's one in the interior. It's a tiny town.
There's a connection, that's he's saying, and he's pointing to his esophagus area, or in that area, and he's literally saying to me in broken English, very painful, very sore. So I don't know if it was actually a heart or it was a chest condition that your grandfather had, but he's telling me that he was a very sick old man and it was very sore. And he's sitting in a chair, and I don't know if it was a rocking chair, but he's trying to emphasize just how painful he was towards the end of his life.
Yeah, no, he was depressed, and he was, you know, he was in the war, so I can't connect to how painful his life must have been.
Right, all I'm aware of is that he says, if it's been possible, and he says, I don't know if you felt it, he's been absorbing your pain and your feelings of loss over the last 18 months, and he's hoping that things have become a lot clearer for you and you're able to see things with more certainty. But he's saying with more certainty, and he's emphasising a long-term work connection coming. By the end of this year, it should already have come to you, because he's shown me the end of a year, but
yeah.
He's saying that it may well be the end of next year that it comes now.
Sure.
But you've been working really hard without much success.
Yeah. Yeah, that I've got so many ideas and they don't flourish. And it's like, I want to take so many courses, and it's just like, fruits on this branch, fruits on that branch. Which one do I take?
Nursing care help healer. Nursing care help healer is what I've been given. Nursing care help healer. And that's the word that he's saying.
Okay. Which one first?
Nursing came first. And I've been shown you giving guidance to people and giving help to people.
Okay.
So
more like hospice.
It's healing nursing. That's what he's pointing to. You've got that mobility. You've got that vibration. You've got that thing about you. You're there for other people. Is how he has worded this. And you've got to. Forgive me for the brokenness of the message. I'm believing I've got somebody who's struggling with the English here. Now, he should go to direct. Should go to direct voice. I should just get telepathy, but he's choosing to try and speak in English to me, meaning that I feel you dealing with people with other languages, not just the language of your own. You're dealing with people other than your own kind. You are humble enough. Deal with and not discriminate. You don't discriminate is what he's saying.
Yeah. I've got 11 official languages in South Africa.
And you can deal with them, can't you? You can deal with most of them.
I can deal with three.
And your father or your father's family or somebody has to eat humble pie. They have to back down. They've got to lose their pride. They've got to back down because there's a terrible space in their life without you in it. That is the words they're saying. And he's saying it, they are, so grandmother's here as well. That is what is being emphasized here.
Is it a fear of losing me in their life, or is it actually
Yes, they have got a fear of losing you in their life.
And it's my father.
Is what is being emphasized, because they do point towards your father, yes.
Yep, he's eating humble pie. He's got a strong daughter.
Awesome. Now, can I leave that message with you, Carrie? And can I thank you for calling in all the way from South Africa? It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And
now, you can get a copy of that reading from the archives after the show. I want to remind everybody, once the show finishes, there is a download button and you can get a copy of that.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Calling in. Now, Rhiannon, a question for you. I just want to get slipping as many as we can. We've got about 25 minutes left. So, hi, this is from Hayley. She's asking for a reading on the show. Can you give me a general love relationship reading? Many thanks, Hayley.
Okay, here we go, Hayley. Brian's doing a little dig. He's wiggling his backside. He's dancing around. He's like punching the air now. This is good stuff. Oh, my God. King of Pentacles. This is a lovely man, a true gentleman. This is the kind of guy that works really, really hard, brings home all the money for his family. He doesn't pocket it. He just brings it back and says, there, I want the best for my family. Wow, Queen of Pentacles. This is now saying financial success. So he is financially successful. Now, in with regard... Oh, my God. Hayley, Nine of Cups. This is all your dreams coming true. So the reason why things haven't been going hunky-dory is literally because of money. This is one heck of a stress. Now, darling, you've got to think like a man, okay? A man has got a huge responsibility on their shoulders of being the provider. They do all the gushy, lovey stuff like us women, but they've also got to be the provider and the one that sorts everything financially. This has been on his mind a lot, okay? So the King of Pentacles has got to grow into his skin, if I can be so rude, and say that, I don't want to say man up. No, I'm going to say man up. There you go, I've said it. So financial success needs to come to him, and then the love can sort of like blossom. But all your dreams are coming true. The Nine of Cups is here. Oh, my God, Hayley, we've got the Star card. This is all your dreams coming true. This is a happy message, I promise. It's just wonderful, a card of recovery. So hang on in there. So that tells me that we already know this guy. There's reshuffling. Two of Swords. We've had 10 times here. We've been on, we've been off. We don't quite know what's going on. So it is the guy that you've already been with. Knight of Wands. We need to start having fun. Everything's been really serious. Everything's been a struggle. So the Knight of Wands is let's have fun, let's play. It's an adventure. It's drinking each other under the table card. We need to bond as people and stop thinking about all the responsibilities. Oh, my goodness. We've got the soulmate card, the Two of Cups. This is where we grow old together. This is so lovely. This is what we all want. When you find the right person, you stick together. Please hang on in there. In the picture, she's holding on really, really tightly to his hand and letting him support her, letting him be the one that takes control. This is absolutely lovely. Page of Cups, darling. Good news coming very, very soon. Okay? Lots of love, Hayley. Next one.
Right, it's Nelise. It's hi, Rhiannon. Could you tell me briefly about what will happen in my life in the next couple of months?
Okay. Right. Oh, Brian's just gone. Oh, God, I can't show you what he's doing. He's doing the sign of, like, going over water with his hands, waving it in front of me. Okay, so there's a journey over water, but now I've got the Four of Swords, which means wait. Don't rush into things. This is a job opportunity coming and I'm so friggin' excited. I literally feel like I've got to grab my bags and run and go and take this golden opportunity. But the Four of Swords says do not rush in. So we have got a couple of months' wait. Remember, swords in the tarot means months. So four of swords is quite literally saying we've got about 4 months' wait here for this opportunity to come. Nine cups, a lot of money, this is now saying. It's doing what you love doing, sweetheart. So you're going to be absolutely in your element. I just want to talk career, 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 work, work, work. Let's get that sorted, and then all the love fluffy stuff will fit in nicely afterwards. He's saying you're too young to worry about that. When you start getting your career sorted. And the star card, this is everything that you've been dreaming of. Oh, my goodness, as if we needed clarification. Now they give us the three of wands. Wands is work in the tarot. Picture in the portmanteau is two hands firmly shaking hands on a deal here. So this is a contract, a job, offer that's coming to you. Take it. It will lead on to so much more. The lover's card. Now we can talk about lover, lover. Oh, my God. This is somebody that's actually in the same line of work. Not doing exactly the same as you, but this is someone that you will meet because you're doing your job, your new job, let's say. The Eight of Wands is here next to the lovers. This is someone that will support you and someone that will totally understand and love what you do. And the Six of Swords, my God, I'm just getting water, water, water. So Brian's doing the water symbol. I just want to say it's like something like a cruise ship, but we're going abroad, we're going over water for a job contract. I'm so excited for you. Right, so we know that it's Four of Swords for the timing wise. Brian, tell me a little bit more about where that's coming. Oh, same card, Six of Swords. Hang on in there. This job offer is coming to you whether you like it or not. So don't change anything that you're doing now. You're on track perfectly, okay? Oh, Nine of Pentacles. That's the gypsy meaning is the travel card again. Luxurious travel. I still want to say cruise ships and things like that, Ali. You see, Brian? So it's great, by the way. Ali can see Brian as well. It's really weird. Really weird in this house.
Does Brian put his head side by side or down on one side?
He does a lot of weird things. He's leaning up on my table. He's a bit short, and he's leaning up on my table at the moment with his head on his hand. Yeah.
Because I seriously got an awareness of somebody short with their head to one side wandering around this bloody room earlier. I was thinking.
My kids see him and everything. Charlie's actually sat on him. It's hilarious, but madhouse here, tell you.
I thought I was going loopy then. I'm watching this short person thinking, without even realising that, Brian, it was the last thing on my mind, and I'm thinking, what the hell? That's a child. No, it's not a child. Why is this person pulling fully faces at me? Why is his head to one side?
Now, another thing is that this is, again, the way spirit worked with me, is Brian isn't just for me. He's my guide. Now, other people say, oh, yeah, my guide, my guide. My guide, I am just his voice. And he is seen by a lot of people. So if you call on him, he is there for everyone. But I have to be his voice. I have to get him out there. He told me to make his own deck. My God, you should have seen me argue with him making his deck. He's like, at 2 o'clock in the morning, come on, I'm ready. You need to channel me. So I've written his book. Every single word in there is his word. I speak for him. And my job is to bring him to help other people. So everyone out there can call on Brian. Okay, so don't be surprised awesome. If you do see. He likes chocolate biscuits.
Awesome. Okay, Rhiannon, I'm going to do is I'm going to mix and match it again. I'm going to bring a live caller in, and I just wonder if you want to start the reading off with a live caller.
Yep, no problem.
Can I have caller 347, please?
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. And where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. And what is your question this evening?
I just want to know what's going on here at work. It's kind of an interesting situation here. And
okay,
What
you can do to leave. Okay, I will pass you to Rhiannon. Rhiannon, Jillian, can you start Jillian's reading off, please?
Yeah, of course. Hello, darling. So did I get that right? Is something going on at work? You want to know what you can do to leave. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I can't lie to you. I've got to tell you exactly what I've got, even if it's not what you want to hear, sweetheart. I've got the moon card. Now, that is the card of caution. That says, don't just get up and go. Don't. I'm now panicking. I'm tripping up over my own tongue. You've got to hang on in there just for a little bit longer, okay? Now, the High Priestess card is smack next to it, which means something new is coming to you. I'm promising you a much better job, one that you will be so happy in. But the Gypsy meaning for the High Priestess is that there's more learning to do. So I'm urging you to stay where you are for as long as possible whilst you find the right job. You do have to go and research it and look for it. It's not just going to, you know, appear suddenly. But you also need to prepare yourself. I want to say a short study course. There's something that I need to say. Yes, I'm qualified in that. Yes, I can do that. You're not studying at the moment on the side, are you?
No.
Okay, what is it that you really want to do? There's something that you sort of like, oh, wow, if I could have any job, it would be this. Now, the Seven of Cups is here, and it's like your choice, and it's magical, magical surprise. It's not just a job. It's something that you're going to be delighted with. Now, the Hierophant is here. This is the highest guide card. For me, it's like looking at God, and it says everything has got to be done in the right order. So for your own good, we're saying, please hang on in there just for a little bit longer before this
how
one
much,
comes up.
How much
darling, I've got
longer.
Justice card for you. This is a contract. So I'm telling you, there's another contract for you to sign, and it's smack next to the Emperor, which is, again, contracts but material success. So really what I want to say is if you leave suddenly, if you leave promptly, we won't be able to get you the job that will bring the right amount of money in. If you just hang on a little bit longer and play it out in the right way, in the right order, this fantastic job is for you. Oh my goodness, I wish I was on cam. I've got Ace of Pentacles, which is literally cash gains, a better way of living, a better paid job. So please take Brian's assurance that a very good job, new job is coming to you, and it's better money and much calmer. You will be much happier being there as well. And then there's no leaving. Yes, the Empress, material benefits. So it's all about the annoying delay is about being able to get the right amount of money to you. Okay?
And how much longer do you think?
Okay, let me just time for you, sweetheart. Hang on one sec. You know what? Brian's asking you. He's literally put his hands like begging you next to me, going, can you hold on for another 2 months? Can you?
No.
Like that. I know.
No.
And that's why he's begging you. That's why he's begging you. Let me just ask. Hang on. Okay, the Ten of Cups is here. Now, the Ten of Cups, cups is days, all right, in the tarot. And it's saying Ten of Cups, so that's going to like 2 weeks, but... No, see, I've got the 10 again. He's begging you. He's keeping your hands, his hands locked together, begging. But he's saying she won't. Okay. All right, then I'm going to have to tell you, if you leave earlier, there's a job that's temporary before the right job comes to you. So that's the second one. There'll be 2 jobs, okay? So if you do leave earlier, you'll hop into another job, which feels just like a job, if that makes sense. And then the good job is coming. So it'll be a leap, all right? But keep the faith and call in on Brian just for a little bit of magic and a bit of help, all right? You are going to be fine. Do you need to move house or do you want to move house?
I want to.
Okay, that's coming too. But can you see why they're trying to get you to the right job? Because the finances means that you can have the house you want, darling. Oh, wow. Oh, these cards freak me out, you know. The Three of Pentacles is here. This is all about a slightly older property that might need some work doing on it. But, oh, wow, it feels like home. It's not just a house, it's a home. Six of Wands, it comes with the new job. So we're going to get you in the new job, then there's the house move, okay? Guaranteed, it's absolutely wonderful. It's really pretty. I can see you're making it really pretty house.
Rhiannon,
okay?
can I cut in at this point? Because You're stealing my thunder a little bit, and I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm laughing because I've got indications of moving. I've got indications of another job. I've got indications of basically staying into the job situation as long as you can, Gillian. It's a case of trying to find allies in the camp or people that, let's say, you can relate to or gravitate towards. But I do get you going into working for a partnership. Is there anything legal or is there anything about attorneys or anything of that nature with you? Because I get partnership like a husband and wife team that you'll be working for.
In the future?
In the future, yeah. There's a husband and wife team. I get a male and a female who maybe own a business or maybe they work in the business, but I want to say there is definitely a house move with you and there's definitely a work change. And the emphasis seems to be that there is somebody female around you who's been the BITCH or has caused the tensions or the problems.
Yes, I don't feed into it. I just hold my peace and hope for.
She wants you out. Like, is it just one individual that wants you out and she's trying to get all the cowboys and the Indians around her to cause trouble? That's
yeah,
the way it's
yeah.
been given to me. It's one
yeah, yeah.
person. And it's really yeah. not worth that space, is it?
Yeah, it's just I'm not a confrontational. I don't say anything. I just let it ride, and I think everybody sees and knows what's going on, but nobody says anything.
In the time period that Rhiannon has kindly given you, I actually want to slot the 6 weeks in. So what I want to actually say is you have a maximum of 6 weeks left in that job. And I say maximum because it's optional whether you stay or you go, and it might be a maximum of six. In those 6 weeks, you have to organise yourself another job situation. And Rhiannon, I'm getting the same thing of something temporary just to make do for now before you then go into the thing that you really want to do to get out of that situation. So I get the sleepless nights, I get the headaches. The person that's giving me this information, I believe, is a father or a grandfather. I'm getting the grandfathers and the fathers in tonight. And there was some reference to either a car accident or some kind of accident where somebody had a heart attack or an angina attack and they banged their head. I don't know if you can place that at all.
No, I can't.
Right. All I want to actually say is I did have somebody linking in who I'm feeling a blow to the left side. I'm feeling like there was a heart attack. I don't quite therefore know who the gentleman is, but he is coming across quite authoritative, fatherly. It might be somebody that he worked with many years ago. You're not even aware that this incident has happened. But all I'm saying is somebody is basically telling you, slow down, take it easy. It's not that I'm not describing an accident that you're going to have. I'm not describing that. They're just basically saying, take the emphasis away from stress and worry. It has been taken care of. Things have been taken care of.
Okay, so I just need some steps to follow on how to move forward. I just need to figure out
how
to move on.
Taking one step at a time. The first primary is to get out of the job situation that you can at a favourable time, even if it's into something temporary. Then start planning the financial changes. That seems to be the order, and then there's the more permanent job coming in. Now, can I actually leave the reading there, please, Gillian, because we are like into the last 10 minutes, and I will thank you so much for phoning in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got 10 minutes, Rhiannon, and that went really, really quick.
Yeah, let's get more answers out there for the people.
Which means that, because I've got 5 minutes of the last song to play, we've got about 5 minutes. So what I'm going to say to people is if you've not been able to get a reading from either me or Rhiannon this evening, we have got your emails. But why don't you go over to www.rhiannon.com psychics.com, and why not try the phone line out? That's what I'm going to say to anybody who's not actually had a reading. I will hold these readings on my email, and I will answer some of these next week. So anyone who has not had an email question answered on the show, or you can pop over to Rhiannon. I'm sure Rhiannon can help you out. So you've got the three options.
Absolutely. Don't want to let anyone down. I know I haven't done a show in ages. If they email me via the site, then I'll get them answered. Not a problem. I think it's thefaulknertarot@gmail.com. I don't even know my own email address. There you go.
I'm going to let everybody know that I will be logging into the Faulkner Psychics probably about half an hour, three quarters of an hour after the show, and I will be probably
That's right through
the UK night.
That's right, and you can phone in on a free phone number from the UK, USA, Canada, Australia, and get linked up to Matthew James. How cool is that? And be helping by raising much-needed funds for the churches.
Awesome. It's been fantastic having you on the show, having Ali on the show, having Brian on the show, and I'm going to say it's a definite that they're going to be back on the show. It's a definite.
We'll plank together.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Rhiannon. Thanks, Ali. I'll speak to you guys soon.
Lots of love. Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
it was a pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye,
Ali. Now, everyone, I'm going to plug myself here. We've got like the last 5 minutes. You can get hold of me on www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I have a readings page, Skype readings, phone readings, one-to-one readings, video readings. There's also a page on Conversations with Spirit. There's also a page on the Light of Truth Oracle, which are my own cards. I wasn't wanting to really steal any thunder from Rhiannon, but I do have my own cards, the Light of Truth Oracle. They are an oracle card. They are tarot-based. They are Kabbalah-based. They are Jungian psychology-based. There's numerology on them. There's geometry on them. It's all my own work, my own artwork. It's my own concept. Everything about them is on the website. They can be purchased off the website. They are basically 80 cards in the pack, I remember. So they're on there. There's my media on there. I've got videos on there. Everything about the training that I do. Just about anything you can want to know about Matthew James apart from, well, I've got some history on there, but it is on that website. So I would just suggest you just go over there and find out who is behind these dulcet tones that you hear on this show. I'm also on Facebook, which is MJ Medium is the search on Facebook. We have a public figure page. I do love likes. I'm one of these that I love the likes. We do communicate. It's a community page. We do forum. We do questions, answers. There's funny quirks. There's all sorts of information on there. So I ask that you gravitate over there and at least have a look at it on Facebook. If it's not for you, then fine, that's no problem. I'm going to thank everyone who has contributed to the show tonight, all the callers that we've had, the emails to Brian, to Rhiannon, to Ali, also to Ken in the background. Another shout to Mike Davis, who is a wonderful founder of Mike Spirit FM. I'm going to say a big shout to everyone. We are going to actually go into our last song. I've sort of mixed the music a bit this week. Last week I had requests for a Fleetwood Mac and a Heart. You've got a Fleetwood Mac, you've got a Heart. The last song is one of my personal favourites. It's off the 5150 album by Van Halen. I'm going to thank everybody for listening tonight. Same place, same time next week. We will have Greg Riley on next week. He will be on the show next week. He will be taking live readings. We will be doing email readings. We will be doing the whole shebang again, all over again for 2 hours. You can get this show out of the archives after the show. So for now, thank you so much for listening. I'm Matthew James. You've been listening to Conversations with Spirit. Last song, please, Ken, Dreams. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.